The Romantics, an Introduction. Romanticism was a new movement in philosophy and the arts that began in the late 18th century when major political events shook the world, such as the French Revolution and American independence. It marked a distinct contrast to the prevailing Enlightenment ideals, and in poetry represented a more personal, intuitive, emotional and meditative expression with a back-to-nature imperative. It subsequently altered the way in which we perceive poetry and beyond, as well as defining our own modern sensibilities to the arts. The Romantic poets who were central to this movement are traditionally characterised as the Big Six, namely Blake, Wordsworth, Coleridge, Keats, Shelley and Byron. However, as our volume shows, there are women poets who are often overlooked, and these include Mary Shelley, Anna Letitia Barbeau, Joanna Baillie and Charlotte Smith. Among our readers are Richard Midgley and Gisela Rowe. To Summer by William Blake. O thou who passest through our valleys, in thy strength curb thy fierce steeds, allay the heat that flames from their large nostrils. Thou, O summer, oft pitchedest here thy golden tent, and oft beneath our oaks hath slept, while we beheld with joy the ruddy limbs and flourishing hair. Beneath our thickest shades we oft have heard thy voice when noon upon his fervid car rode o'er the deep of heaven. Besides our springs, sit down and in our mossy valleys, on some bank beside a river clear, throw thy silk draperies off and rush into the stream. Our valleys love the summer in his pride. Our bards are famed who strike the silver wire. Our youth are bolder than the southern swains. Our maidens fairer in the sprightly dance. We lack not songs, nor instruments of joy, nor echoes sweet, nor waters clear as heaven, nor laurel wreaths against the sultry heat.
A Poet's Welcome to His Love-Begotten Daughter by Robert Burns. Thou's welcome, Ween, Mishanta for me. If thoughts of thee, or yet thy mammy, shall ever daunten me or awe me, my bonny lady, or if I blush when thou shalt call me Tighter or Daddy. Though now they call me fornicator, and tease my name in kintry clatter, the mare they talk, I'm kent the better. Even let them clash, an old wife's tongue is a feckless matter, to gee and fash. Welcome, my bonny, sweet wee doctor. Though ye come here a wee unsought for, and though your coming I have fought for, baith kirk and queer, yet by my faith you're no unwrought for, that I shall swear. Wee image, O my bonny Betty, as fatherly I kiss and daunt thee, as dear and near my heart I set thee, wi' as guide wheel, as other priests had seen me get thee, that's out of hell. Sweet fruit of money, a merry dint, my funny toil is now a tint. Sin thou came to the wall asklent, which fools may scoff at, in my last plaque thy parts be in it, the better half of it. Though I should be the war bestead, thou's be as braw and binely clad, and thy young years as nicely bred with education, as only brat a woodlark's bed, in are thy station. Lord grant that thou may I inherit thy mither's person, grace and merit, and thy poor worthless daddy's spirit, without his failings, 'twill please me mere to see thee heir it, than stock it mailings. For if thou be what I would have thee, and take the counsel I shall give thee, I'll never rue my trouble with thee, the cost nor shame of it, but be a loving father to thee, and brag the name of it.